This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Juneau County Sheriff's Office and New Lisbon Police are looking for a man in connection with the death of three people. Yesterday afternoon, the Juneau County Communications Center received a call about three people found dead in a New Lisbon home. The person officials are looking for is Virgil G. Thew. Virgil is a 47-year-old white male, about 5'10" and approximately 150 pounds. He was last seen wearing a dark-colored down coat and hat, and he wears glasses. Virgil Thew is currently wanted through Wisconsin probation and parole. He should be considered armed and dangerous. If you have any information or you see Virgil, contact law enforcement immediately. Over 160 paper mill employees were sick and one person died after a cluster of atypical pneumonia cases in Michigan last year. The Marshfield Clinic Research Institute led the testing for the investigation into the largest known U.S. blastomycosis outbreak at a paper mill in Michigan owned by Billerud. Blastomycosis is rare and caused by inhalation of blastomyces fungal spores from the environment. It does not spread from person to person. The fungal spores are usually found in moist soil or decaying wood and leaves, often near rivers and lakes. Blastomycosis is difficult to diagnose because the symptoms often mimic other respiratory illnesses. This outbreak was the first associated with a paper mill or other industrial worksite. The Marshfield lab analyzed over 530 indoor and outdoor samples. No blastomyces was detected. The cause of this outbreak remains unknown. Experts say this is not an unexpected outcome, as blastomyces is an elusive organism. Overall, an estimated 20% of workers at the Escanaba, Michigan paper mill tested positive for blastomycosis. Health experts are warning Wisconsin residents that they expect to see a spike in respiratory viruses this winter. The state has already seen an elevated number of norovirus and whooping cough cases this year, but the flu rate has remained steady with last year's numbers despite declining vaccination rates and RSV cases are low, but starting to increase. Tomorrow is the beginning of a new year. Have you thought about setting goals? Lisa Hale has some tips.
Emily Wright, a lifestyle coach with True Self Coaching and Energetics in Poinette, says keeping the goals achievable is important.
I think it's important to have a realistic expectation so we're not setting ourselves up for a disappointment right away. And I think the baby steps is key because that way we can, maybe you have the goal of 40 pounds, but maybe it's 2 pounds in the first month. So can we achieve that? Fantastic. Can we achieve then what is the next one?
Wright also recommends writing down your goals so that you can revisit them and celebrate your successes.
Can you guess the 2024 word of the year? It's polarization. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary chose it because it describes the state of our country right now. Jessica Fiesel is a political science professor. She says polarization is nothing new. We've been building to this for decades. In 2024, she says both Democrats and Republicans were tending towards extremes rather than the center.
People tend to vote out of fear and hatred more than they do out of support and joy. And I think the American public is tiring of this level of hostility.
Fiesel believes polarization has become more common in the U.S. because people don't interact with others who see things differently. That problem is exacerbated online by algorithms that show users content that supports their views. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Marquette basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles are on the road in Rhode Island tonight to take on the Providence Friars. Marquette now 11-2 for the season. Head coach Shaka Smart on being ranked 8th in the nation again this week.
In sports, it comes down to what color you're wearing, you know, and which side you're on and which perspective you have. You know, what I tell our guys is we're going to control the controllables, and it doesn't change regardless of the results out there.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks in Chicago against the Bulls. A recap on those games coming up later tonight. NFL, the Packers reviewing the tape of their 27-25 loss to the Vikings Sunday. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I thought there was a lot of things within our own control in terms of playing with fundamentals and discipline that we did not do a very good job of, and that was disappointing. It just was sloppy football.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million in change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. All I wanted was to hold on and live. Those are the words of Gail Godot, who recently gave birth to her fourth daughter. The drama surrounding the birth was right out of a movie script, as the actress revealed that during the eighth month of her pregnancy, an MRI showed a massive blood clot in her brain. Godot was rushed into surgery and during the operation gave birth to her daughter Ori. The 39-year-old actress says the name means my light and that it was appropriate as Hanukkah is a celebration of light and miracles. Golden Globes host Nikki Glaser might have a furrowed brow through this year's broadcast. You can chalk that up to bad timing, as the comedian was planning on getting plastic surgery but had to reschedule once she got the gig. Glaser says she was planning on getting a brow lift, but her agent advised her to wait until after the Golden Globes. Translation? Instead of looking surprised when she reads the nominees, she'll look grumpy. The Golden Globes air Sunday, January 5th on CBS. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy with a few scattered light snow showers possible here today. Our high in the low 30s with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.